Going to Parshas Vayechi, new Parsha. Vayechi Yaakov, it's on the screen. Hopefully you can see it on the screen. Vayechi Yaakov, Mir Abir, it's Mishraim Shvash, Reishona. Yaakov lived in the land of Mishraim for 17 years. 17 years. These were the best years of his life. Shvah es Reishona, Vayechi Yive Yaakov Shnei. I truly shouldn't say that. That's not really a nice thing to say. Whatever it was. He lived there for 17 years. Vayechi Yive Yaakov Shnei Chayov. It was the days of Yaakov, the Shnei, the years of his life. Sheva Shonim, 7 years. V'arboim. 40 Uma Ashana, 147 years. Okay, Rashi, by Yechi Yaakov. Lama Parsha Zo Stuma. Why is this Parsha Stuma? In the Sefer Torah, there is no break. In the Sefer Torah, let me just put everyone on mute because we have some interference here. In the Sefer Torah, there is no Parsha break. Okay, there are. It's either a Parsha Stuma or a Parsha Psucha. Sefer Torah, either a Parsha ends on a section ends in the beginning of the line, and there's a blank space of 9 empty letters before the next Parsha. That's called the Parsha Stuma. And then there's a Parsha Psucha, where the Parsha ends on one line, and then the next section begins on the next line. That's the Parsha Psucha. But here, this parasha is in the middle of nowhere. Most of the parashas that we learn from, they begin in a new section, either in the middle of a line or the beginning, normally the beginning of a line. But here, it's like it's another pasuk. It's just in the middle of a series of psukim. So Rashi here is waxing homiletic. Lama parasha zoi stuma. Lefi, the answer is shekevan sheniftar Yaakov. Since in this parasha, Yaakov will die. Yaakov is going to die. Nistimu Einayhem, it's teaching us an idea. The eyes of the Jewish people were closed. V'libam, their eyes and their hearts shall Yisrael mitzaras hashibu, due to the difficulty of the subjugation. Shehischilu l'shabdam, the Egyptians began to subjugate the Jewish people. So that's why the parasha stuma, dover ach, another reason, shebikesh legalis sakates. Yaakov wanted to reveal to his children when Mashiach will come, the end of days, Labanav, v'nista mimenu, and it was concealed. The Shekhinah departed, which, whatever that means, which was an indication that Hashem does not want him to reveal this information to his children, and we should never know when Mashiach will come. Two different reasons as to why the parasha is sosum. It begins without a break. Okay, now, let's see the Targum. Targum says, and notice Rashi over here is version. Rashi did not say anything on the Pasuk. Rashi here did not comment one single word on the words of the Pasuk. Rashi just commented on something which comes before the Pasuk. Rashi here is a comment, a trivia question. Where does Rashi have a comment about what in the Parsha, what came before the Parsha? I mean, he does it here and there, but over here, this whole comment is to explain why. Before we get to the Vav Vayechi, why there is no empty space. I want to tell you one thing. If you look in the Sefer Torah, I've noticed this already a few times in Sefer Torah. Occasionally, I have a blessing I get to lain once in a while. And I've noticed already a few times in the Sefer Torah that Parshas Vayechi, although there is no Parshas Stuma, many Soifrim, for some reason, they leave more than one blank space. They leave like in other words, in between two psukim is ordinary, you know, a blank space, no different than in between two words. But for some reason, they leave double of what they would ordinarily have left between two words, between two psukim. And I don't know why that is so. I don't know if that is a tradition, is a mistake, is not a mistake. I don't know. But this sub I've noticed already more than once. In fact, a few times, and some new Sefer Torah. So it must be something interesting to look into. That even though Rashi here says that it's a Parsha Stuma, for some reason the Soifrim, when they begin Parshas Vayechi, they want you to notice where the Parsha begins, and they leave a drop more space than they ordinarily would. And the question is, why? Is that permitted? How could they do that? Are they doing that because that's the tradition? If you deviate from the rules, the rules of how to write a Sefer Torah are very rigid. There's very little room for deviation. I don't know. Okay, let's see. V'chayo Yaakov. Yaakov lived in the Tar Ungalis, Ba'arod de Mitzrayim. He lived in the land of Mitzrayim, Shva Asrei Shnin, 17 years, V'havo. Now, Yesh Gorsin, V'havo. Some of the different gears, so V'havo. Okay, instead of there being a hey at the end, V'havo. Yoyme Yaakov, the days of Yaakov, Shnechai Yoyi, the years of his life, Me'oh. 100 va'arba'in ushra shenin, 147 years. Now let's see over here the beautiful commentary of the Ba'at Sadi. Yud gimel yesh garsim. Yud gimel stands for yesh. There are those who are goyres. There is a dispute as to the correct girsa, the correct text of the Targum. The Targum was given to the Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. So it's very disturbing when you come across something like this, where we have actually lost the pure Mesoira, the pure tradition. We don't even know what the correct version is, because in different versions of ancient manuscripts, not manuscript, the different recordings that were handwritten, there are different versions. V'yesh garsim v'havoy, v'hoyu l'shoyn rabim, Deloy Kaloshna Kosov, Aval Behesim Lemili Yimei, Beloshna Kosov Yimei. So he's coming over here to point out the difference between the word Vahavo. Vahavo is plural. Okay, the word Vahavo is Vahayo Yaakov Be'aradim Mitzrayim, Shashashin, Vahavo, Vayihi. The word Vayihi is singular. So that would indicate the word Vahavo is the correct translation. So it's coming to question this other version, Yesh, there are those, Gorsin, who have a girsa, a text, Vahavo appears to be grammatically incorrect. That's not the correct translation. So that's not such a kasha, because there are many times the Targum does things like that, and the Targum is teaching us a very powerful lesson. And here, he's coming to tell us that it may be because since we're going to say the word shenei, and the word shenei is plural, so therefore, to be consistent, it's correct to translate vahavo. All right, I usually don't want to go into this, because if you go into the diktuk of the present, the past, the future, the Targum does this, and this parish over here, he does this ton, often, extremely often. And I rather do things that are more fundamental to our understanding. Let's go. Mea v'arbon v'shna v'shnin, 147 years. Loitikim sheva shnin. Now here is the question he's coming to ask. The Pasuk says 140 me'ah. The Pasuk says 100. Sheva shanim, 7 years. V'arboim u'ma'ashana. And the Targum, as he does this often, he switches the order. Okay, there's a lot of noise over here going on. People have to settle down over here in the shul here. Okay, so there is he's translating the words here out of order. In the Pasuk, it says first a smaller number, 7, then it says 40, then it says 100. The Targum, look what he does here. Me'ah, reversed, 100, then he says 40, and then he says 7. That is incorrect. The Targum, we are always expecting the Targum to translate the words literally. Why then here is he reversing the order of the words? So he says over here, Loi Tirgim, I'll make it bigger, Lo Tirgim, he did not translate the words Sheva Shnin, 7 years, Uma'ah, 100 V'arbon Shnin, Kiloshan Hakosav, as was written, Sha'af Shehu Derech Loshan HaMikra, Ein Zer Derech Loshan Harami. He's teaching us over here a very basic fundamental principle that in Aramaic, the style of translation is to go from the large, from the larger number to the smaller number. In Lashon HaKodesh, the derech is to go from the smaller to the larger. Languages have different styles, and these two languages, Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, and Aramaic, are very much interconnected, and it's not like, okay, you'll go say, oh, in French we do it this way, in English we do it, in Latin we do it this way, in In Portuguese, we do it this way. Farsi, this way. No. Whenever you have something fundamentally different between Lashna Kodesh and Aramaic, it's something to take note of, because these are pretty much the two languages which the world was created with. We know there's Lashna Kodesh. Everything is Lashna Kodesh, of course. But Chazal seem to indicate that there are many midrashim that Adam HaRishon did not speak Lashon HaKodesh. Adam HaRishon spoke in Aramaic. And now that's not so simple, what I just said. Not everyone agrees to that. But just the fact that they actually say that, even if we don't accept it to be correct, they don't say that Adam HaRishon spoke in Yiddish. No one says that. So there's something about Aramaic which is very significant, and the fact that it's the opposite, the parallel, is something that is important to keep in mind. Like, for another very interesting example, is that we say when we have the letters of the Aleph Beis, we go from Aleph to Tav, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. In Shemayim, it says in the Kabbalah Svarim, the first letter of the Aleph Beis is Tav, the second letter is Shin, the third letter is Resh, the fourth letter is Kuf, backwards. And that's why on Shabbos, in tribute to Shemayim, Tikanto Shabbos, Rotsisa Karbinoseha, Tsivisa Perusheha im Sidure Nisocheha. We go backwards, because backwards is the order of Shemayim. This world, the order is Aleph Beis. It's like in computers. First in, last out. Right? What's it called? First in, last out. So if you have a tube, a narrow tube, and you drop down, Hashem drops down. When Hashem wanted to create the world, he dropped down the letter Tav, and then he dropped down the letter Shin, then the letter Resh, then the letter Kuf. So when we come to analyze the world, we take out the letters from the top of the tube, we first come in contact with Aleph, and then Beis, then Gimel. So our understanding of the world is the opposite. Is the opposite of Hashem's perspective. When we look up into the sky, we see the mazolos in a certain formation. But when Hashem looks at the mazolos, he's looking at the mazolos from the other side. So he sees the mirror image. It's like on Zoom. Okay, you can go, you can play around with your settings. You can see yourself in the mirror image. How do people see you? How do you see yourself? It all gets very confusing. But here we have over here a parallel in the numbering system. Next pasuk. Let's go back to pasuk chav tes. Vayikru yimei Yisrael lamos. The days of Yisrael came near to die. Vayikru, he called livnoi li Yosef. Vayomer lo, he said to him, imna. If, what does na mean? We always have a disagreement between Rashi and Uncleus. If na means please, or na means now. So let's just say like Rashi, if now, motsasi, I have found, chen b'einecha, grace in your eyes, simno yodcha, set, please, again, the same word, no, simno, now, I'm translating the word not to mean now, yodcha, your hand, tachas yorechi, beneath my thigh, and this is a, to us it sounds very bizarre, this is an expression to me, I want you to hold on to my bris milah. Really? Is that proper der cheretz for a child to do that? V'yasiso imodi, I want you to do with me chesed ve'emes, kindness and truth. Al no, what is that question? I want al no, al do not no. What is no? This is already the third time in the same pasuk we encounter the word no. Al do not now, sik bereini, bury me b'mitzrayim. There are a lot of things going on in this one pasuk. It's a jam pack. You can break this pasuk over here into five pesukim. Rashi, we have indeed. We say Rashi. Vayikvu yimei Yisrael lamos. Kol mi shenemer by karev lamos lo higia lidei avosav. Anyone upon which it says the word vayikrivu, they came close. It means it was premature. Yaakov Avinu died prematurely. He died 33 years before his time. Why? Because he complained about his life. He said, Me'at Viroim. There are 33 words. There are 33 letters. I'm sorry, 33 letters in the expression that Yaakov said to Paro. Paro saw Yaakov Avinu, and he asked him, "How old are you?" He said, "I'm 130 years old." And then he went on. That's all he had to say. But for some reason that's beyond us, he continued, and he said, "Me'at viroim, my days were few and evil, v'lo hisigu yimei chayei avosai, and they did not come near the days of my father of Yitzchak." Yitzchak died. Yitzchak was 180 years old. So because he went and he said those words, that is why he died prematurely. He died prematurely. There were 33 letters, and those 33 letters, he lost a whole year for each letter. That's pretty scary stuff. So he says over here, "Kol mishdam by krev alamos lehigia yulim limei avosavayik." He did not reach his father. Yitzchak lived to the ripe old age of 180, and Avraham, he lived to the age of 175, and Yaakov lived to the age of 147. Vayikra, he called Livno Li Yosef. Why did he call Yosef? Why didn't he call Yehuda? V'yes Yehuda shalach lefanav goyshna. Lefi shahaya yecholes biyodil asayis. Because Yosef had power. Yehuda had no power to do anything. Simna yirechi. Simna yodcha. Put your hand v'hishpia. And swear. Why? You know, Rashi doesn't tell us, but Chazal said that when you swear today, let's say in court, today no one swears anymore. But in the olden days, when it was possible for a person to swear in Bezdin, when you do swear, you swear by holding in your hand a Sefer Torah. You hold in your hand an object of mitzvah Sefer Torah. So in the time of Avram Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, there were no Sefer Torah. So what did you hold on to when you swore in Hashem's name? An object of mitzvah. What is an object of mitzvah? What were the only mitzvahs they had at this point in time? The Gid Hanoshe, okay, and they had, and that was an animal, and Bris Mila, okay, the most basic fundamental mitzvah they had, that was Gid Hanoshe. So he says, put your hand beneath my thigh, hold on to the Bris Mila. Okay, maybe you'll say that he did not mamish, hold on to the Bris Mila, hold on to his thigh, which was close enough, I don't know. That has to be discussed. Do with me swear, Chesed Vemes, here is the classic Chazal, Chesed she'osin im hamesim, kindness that one does with the dead. Hu chesed shel emes she'enei mitzapeh l'tashlum gemul. It's see, this is what's difficult about Rashi. Rashi here says avav, chesed ve'emes. Rashi says make believe there is no vav. It's chesed shel emes. It's like V'es Bala, Mayor, you're listing as Bala, V'aviha. Right? So you want to tell me it means Bala, this man's husband, who is the father of the baby. I told you that the Vav doesn't belong. The Vav makes it sound like that would make a Mishrech for her husband, and also for the father of the baby, who's not her husband, which means the baby is a mamzer. Because there was a Vav, Bala, V'aviha. So, you told me, no, it's all the same. It means Bala Shuhu Aviyah. Well, this pasuk is a riot to you. Not exactly, but a little bit. Chesed V'emes. Chesed She'osim HaMesim. Hu Chesed Shel Emes. So Rashi here learns that the Vav of V'emes is in place of the word Shel. Chesed Shel Emes. Why is it called Emes? It's pure kindness, no ulterior motives. Most of the time when we do kindness, I scratch your back, you scratch my back. You ever see these invitations? They put out the invitation, the nusach, it says, please come to the wedding. It says there some expression, we will reciprocate. It says there in Hebrew, I don't remember what it says exactly. Every invitation says it a little different. When you make a chasana, we will reciprocate, and we will also send you a present. So please, don't come to the wedding. Save us the cost of the dinner, and send in a nice check. And Emirat Hashem, when you make a simcha, hopefully by then we'll win the lottery, and we'll also send you we'll also send you a check in the mail. So that's the problem with chesed. Most of the chesed that we do have ulterior motives. But when you're doing it with the dead, chesed is mamesim she'enim etzap l'tashim, will this word come from? Allah sik b'rin b'mishim. Why not? What is so terribly buried in Egypt? Soifo liyos ofro kinim. Because in the very near future, there's going to be a makas kinim. Maka of lice. Umirachashin tachas kufi. I don't want the lice to crawl under my body. A little strange, right? V'she'ein, another, now we have number two. Triasamesim. I don't want my bones to have to roll all the way to the other end of the world. V'she'ein meisei chutz li'aretz chayim el betzar. They only come alive through the pain of gilgul mechilois. Rolling in caves. Number three, v'shelo yasuni mitzrayim avodah zarah. I don't want the Egyptians to worship me as an idol. Three very different reasons why Yaakov Avinu insisted that he be taken out of Egypt. Again, number one, he does not want the kinim. Okay, from all the different things, he's worried about the kinim. Merachash and tachas kufay. Number two, he's worried about the pain of tchiyas hamesim. And number three, he's worried about the Egyptians worshipping him as an idol. Each one of these three things, there's probably books on each one to explain what in the world is going on over here. And some use this as an excuse today to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, which today is a little bit different. I don't know, but Rav Henkin, I remember my parents always said, Rav Henkin would say, it's a waste of money. Give the money to tzedakah. Just bury me anywhere. Once you're gone, you're gone. Doesn't make a difference where you are. You're worried about this Rashi. You're really worried about this Rashi, but Sar, Gilgal, Mechilos, you're really worried about this Rashi, you know what this means? Everything else, we know what it means. We know Kol Torah Kula, so we're so concerned about this. I don't think I'll say that. You're not allowed to be, you have to have a Munas Chachamim, but it's not so simple. In the Yerushalmi, Rav Pamud, people, I remember Rabbi Reisman, he gave once a fantastic show about the Indian being buried in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Reisman said that he spoke to Rav Pam about it. And Rav Pam said to him, immediately the first thing, it says in the Yerushalmi that you're not allowed to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. If you do not live in the Holy Land, it is not proper to be buried there. The Gemara says, the land says to the dead body, what, you're coming here to contaminate me? A dead body is an avi avoy satoma. So after you die, you're coming to bring your contamination into the Holy Land? Who asked you? So it's one thing if you live in the land, okay? You live in the land, you're entitled. But if you never step foot one day in the land, you never gave even $18 to the UJA, then what right do you have to come and be buried and bring your contaminated body into the land? So Rapam did not hold from it. Rapam is buried here in the Interboro. Rapam over here is buried. Rav Meir took you already a couple of times to Rapam's kever. He held Yerushalmi. The Gemara Yerushalmi says that if you don't live in the land, if you don't own property in the land, you don't support Torah in the land, so it's not necessarily, but Yaakov Avinu lived in the land for many years. He came back to his father. He lived in the land. He was there. He was a resident. All right, let's go to the Targum. Targum over here, Pasuk Bey, is a lot. We finished the Rashi? Yeah, okay. Now let's go here to the Targum. Targum over here, Pasuk Bey, Pasuk Yuchav Tes says, Ukarivu Yemei Yishol Lim Mos. That's what Vayikavu, the days of Yishol Lim Mos, to die. Ukarohi called the right to his son Yitli Yosef. Vamarle Im Ka'an. Now here, we have the word Ka'an. If now, okay, Targum likes to translate the word Ka'an mean now, not as a request. Other commentators learn imna means imna, if please. Basically, you can translate the word na as please. Targum never does this. Targum always translates the word na to mean Ka'an, which means now. If now, Ashkachis Rachamin, if I find mercy, Targum is very unique. It always translates the word chen as rachamin, which is not the standard translation in the English Sfarim. Chen is usually translated as what the Chazal say. Chazal say chen comes from the word chinam, for free. Free. You like someone for no apparent reason. You cannot describe it in words. There is a charm. There is something about him that you like. Why? I can't tell you. I can't put my finger on it. It's for free. It's for no apparent reason. I just like this person. That's the typical translation of the word chen. Milashoin chinam. And somehow that is translated in English into favor, grace, charisma. That's not really a great word for chen, but that's not a good word, but some use that word for chen. But here, that's not what the Targum says. Targum over here says always what chen means, mercy. Mercy is a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different word. It's not taken from the Gemara. Ashachis rachamin, mercy, be'enoch nirayis shav. Now here means set. Set, ka'an is now. Yotcho your hand, t'chois beneath yirki, my thigh. V'saveit imi, do with me, tevu goodness, ukeshot. And notice he says chesed, kindness means toiv. Kindness is to do good. Ukeshot, an emes, law. What is it? Law, ka'an, do not now, tikberi nani, bury me, b'mitzrayim. Okay, let's see the ma'at, sorry. Im ka'an, im ato. Okay, so we hear the time when we use the word ka'an means now. Kosaf ha'orachayim, sheno yeshlo mashmos kam shel ato, u'peilu shel ka'an sh'yakav ovid yoda shem motzachayim b'ovar, al-bike sh'yim tzachayim al-ma sh'bavakash menu ato now. And this is very fascinating. He's saying to me, why did he say the first word now? And that means many times, he sees all the time, you like someone. But when you like someone, over time, that chen goes away. Just because you liked a person 5 years ago does not mean you still like him today. There are many factors in why the chen runs out. You have a political candidate. Everyone votes for him. And then it comes time to renew the election. They don't vote for him. So what's the difference? Then they liked him. Now they don't. Okay, chen is not something that is forever. It's not something which is stable. It can disappear. Yaakov Avinu, what we are saying is now. I know that in the past, you liked me. You liked me when I came down to Egypt. You fell on my neck and you cried. But you know, I'm not so sure you like me anymore. Now I'm a burden to you. I'm old. I'm tired. I need a lot of attention. I need you to come visit me, and aid, and I'm a big burden. I'm a big burden. You probably want to get rid of me already. I no longer have that chen that I had. I no longer had that chen that I had in the past. That is why, according to the Targum, he says ke'an imno. I beg, look into my eyes. Try to see in me something good that you'll still like me now. I know in the past you like me, but I want you to like me now when I'm an old man, a wheelchair, a walker with an aide. Now also I want you to like me, because if you're going to like me, you're going to do what I want you to do. And if you view me to be a burden, you're going to just, you're not going to pay attention. That's a very profound idea. There's a lot of depth in what he says over here, in this little letters over here. One more time. Most of the commentators will translate the word, and that means please, if, please, I beg you. No. He says now. Why is he saying the word now? It means over here, Yaakov in Yoda, he knew, that Yosef really liked him in the past. Aval, but now I'm a burden to him. Therefore, I'm asking you, try to think about it. Maybe there's something about me that you can like now also. I will be al now. Do with me chesed. What's chesed? Chesed is tevu, goodness. Lashon toiv. I'm not explaining. And then he says to him, don't bury me now in Egypt. What do you mean now? Now is where the Targum is getting into a lot of trouble. Because since the Targum is obsessed to translate the word no, every time it says the word no, he always says it means now. So Bishloimo, when it says over here, if now, hopefully you'll find some, I can find some favor in your eyes now. Sim put no now, right now, I want you to take an oath this very moment. No time to go to mikvah. No time for that stuff. Right now. Right now, take an oath. But how are you going to explain this word now? Al no. Do not now bury me in Egypt. Well, of course, I'm still alive. You don't bury living people. You only bury the dead. So what does it mean here? Al do not no. Now. What does that mean? So we're in a lot of trouble. And to the rescue comes the Ma'at Sari. What does he say? He says over here, first he points out the question. He says over here, Sari Chiyin, we got a problem. Is Yosef going now? Right now, they're calling the Chevra Kadisha? They're not going to bury him, he's alive. Lo yikbru al smach she yishtadl achar kachal aloysi ela tekef umiyad yaleu. So he says, when it means no means now, it's brilliant what Orchaim says. He's coming to save the Targum. Targum's under attack. He's coming to defend him in the Supreme Court. And when it says no means, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to die. And then you're going to realize that it's very hard to get me out of here. This corona, it's a lockdown, the airports are shut, they're not taking any bodies on the airplanes. So you can say, oh, no. Oynes, Rachmana Patre. Oynes, so you know what? I'll bury Dad now, temporarily, in Egypt. And we'll make it tonight. We're going to put him here now. And then when things get better, everyone gets the vaccine, then we'll take him back to Eretz Yisrael. So we'll just bury him now, temporarily. That's how the Or HaChaim understands the pshat in the pasuk according to Unkelus. Don't you dare! After I die, I'm not going anywhere. Right now, you're not burying me, so it's not this moment. But after I leave this world, don't go and say, "Listen, you know, this, that, paro, all these different restrictions." You know, we'll bury Dad now in Egypt. And when things get better, then we'll send them to Eretz Yisrael. No. Don't do that. This is how the Or HaChaim HaKadosh learns Pshat the Pasuk based on Targum. V'tzarachim, he doesn't like this. Shari Lomdoi, we know that already. You know how you know that? Because since Yaakov even goes further and he says, Unisosani Mimitzrayim, since in the very next pasuk Yaakov explicitly says to Yosef, you better carry me out of here, get me out of here, which is it, which Shehamafane kever tzach gam litol imames offer shetachtov shem mitzrayim haynu shuri offer mitzrayim yitol imoy v'im kain l'sholal Yaakov kivura sarai. This is really brilliant what he says. He says, in the very next pasuk it says, unisosani, here are the words, me Mitzrayim. This word, mi Mitzrayim, implies carry me together with the earth of Egypt. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to go carry Yaakov Avinu with the earth if he dies on his bed? So just take him to Eretz Yisrael. What's the earth? The answer is Yaakov Avinu says to Yosef, Yosef, you know, you can. I give you permission to temporarily bury me in Egypt. And there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch that when a dead body is exhumed, is that the right word? Their body is transferred. You have an obligation not just to take the body, to take the earth that is underneath the body, because some of the body has decayed and has fallen, the dust has fallen into the earth. So you have an obligation to take some of the earth. So therefore, when it says to the words Mimitzrayim, this word means take with me the earth of Egypt, which indicates I'm giving you permission to temporarily bury me in Egypt. So you can no longer go say Al-No means don't do it for the time being. So that's why the Mechaber, the one who wrote this, does not like this in interpretation. Omnam, but to the rescue, Ladas HaToysis Yomtif, Doroshes Chazal, Del'el Eine Ela Asmachta. Okay, he doesn't really answer. He says the word, this drasha he says is not to be taken literal. He leaves it, he doesn't really, we'll leave it with that. Okay, he doesn't really give you a good answer. But the question remains much better than the answer. It says al no, which seems to indicate don't bury me temporarily, but the next pasuk says you can bury me temporarily. A direct contradiction. How do we make sense out of this? Well, if the Targum did not insist that the word no means now, and he would be a little bit more generous and allow the word no to mean please, then we wouldn't have the problem to begin with. But the Targum, nope, is not willing to budge. No means one thing only in his vocabulary, now, and that's why he has this difficult problem. Next pasuk. Pasuk lamed aleph. Pasuk lamed. V'shachavti mavosai. He says to Yosef, I want to lie down together with my avosai Yitzchak and Avram. By the way, that's the most amazing thing to say that. You know why? Because many people, this is a fact, many people do not want to be buried near their parents. Many people. Why? They're embarrassed. Very simple. They're embarrassed. My parents, they gave me so much. They invested in me everything. They gave up their lives for me. I'm a failure. I really did not live up to what they gave me. I'm embarrassed. I'm just embarrassed to be buried next to my parents. There were many Gedolim that said this, and they gave it tzava not to be buried next to their parents. So for a person to say, v'shachavti im avosai, that's pretty good. Like I remember, last time was about a year ago, I was in Eretz Yisrael. We had a very good, very good, good mazel bracha. We got to go visit the Harabat. We got to the Har Zeisim. Got a tour guide. We went with this very, very interesting guy. I told you all these stories. This guy was off the charts. This tour guide, and you know, he went to certain kvarim, and it's amazing. It's mamash amazing. They're resting right. The view of the Har Habayis is just shocking. They're right there. So would you want to be buried here? Would you also want to? I, you know something? I don't think so. I don't deserve to be buried here. I don't deserve. The Gedolei Yisrael never made it here to be buried here. A yokel like me is going to be buried here? Well, it's not okay of me, because you have to have be a billionaire. Okay? You have to be a billionaire anyway to be buried here. But like, even if someone give you the choice, let's say someone give you the option, would you want to be buried there? You're not embarrassed to cut the line? You're not embarrassed to cut the line to go and to be to Trias HaMesim? To come up? Trias HaMesim, the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina? I don't know. I it's pretty scary. It's pretty scary. He says over here, I'm not afraid. Ani lo mefached. I want to be buried right next to my mother and father. That, you know what that says? I lived a good life. I did what I was supposed to do. I'm confident. I'm no bush, no shame. I'm come back to my parents. I did the right thing. It's an incredible thing. I want you to bury me with my avosai. Unisasani Mevitsa, I want you to carry me out of this place. This is not where I belong. Ukivartani Bikvurasam. Repetition. What's going on over here? What do you say, Vishakha? I want to lie down. What does this mean? We have to see Rashi and Farshim. Vayomar, and Yosef said, I'm going to do whatever you want. Nochi, I said, we'll do chivarech like your words. Okay, we're out of time. Let's finish it very quickly. I think it was Rashi over here. Vishakhafti imavoisai. Vovzu mechubu lamalu lechilsa mikrosh. Simla yotcha tachas erechi vishavali. Put your hand on the bris milah and swear. Va'ani soifa, what va'ani soifi, my end is, lishkav imavoisai. So he, Rashi, is coming to answer the repetition. The first expression is not a command, according to Rashi at least. According to Rashi, the first expression is a statement of Yaakov. I am going to die. How do you like that? I'm not going to live forever. I'm only a human being. Va'ani, Yaakov is speaking. Soifi, lishachev im avosai. I'm going to die. It's an expression. I will die. Now we will begin the command, the tzivui, the tzava, the atah, you, my child, tisoeni min mitzvah, you're going to carry me out of here, the ain, and you'll bury me in their graves. The ain loymar, don't say like I translated through the pasuk in the very beginning, v'shachavti mavoisai, hashkiveni imavoisai b'ma'ara, because then this doesn't make any sense. If I'm already buried with my ancestors, then what does it mean? And first go take me out of the grave. We find b'chol makom shechiva imavoisav he hagevir. It's an expression. It's not to be taken literally. It's an expression. It means gevir. It means expiring. Okay, that word, where does that word come from? He expired. It comes from this word, gevir, means to expire. Okay, very quickly, the Targum. The Targum disagrees with this whole drasha, Pasuk Lamed, and the Targum. Ve'eshkoiv im avo hasi. I will die, lie down with my fathers. V'sit linani mimitzrayim. It appears from face value that the Targum is in full agreement with Rashi. Or Rashi is in full agreement with the Targum. The one that is making the first statement is the Yaakov. Yaakov is saying, I will die. And then, usit v'sit li nani min mitzrayim, you will carry me out of here. V'sit b'ra nani b'gvuras ha'in, you will bury me in their graves. V'amar. And Yosef said, I'm not aved kepiska mach, I'll do whatever you say. I'll do according to your words. Let's see very quickly what's over here. The rabbis finish up. Is there anything over here? Yeah, here is very, very little. Ava hasi lashon rabim. He doesn't really say any, no, doesn't really give it any deep comments on this. All right. So Mirtz Hashem will continue. We have one more pasuk. We'll do that in Mirtz Hashem. Lamed Aleph. Okay, we'll do the Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. Thank you very much for joining me. Have a wonderful evening. All the best to you all.
Thanks, Gladys. Mayor Herman, you used to live across the street. Shkoyach. Eshi?
No, not Mayor Herman. You called Mayor Herman?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you called him already, so I shouldn't look up. I have another guy in
front of him. So
hello. I called three people.
Yeah.
And the one guy